This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so I just had a conversation with one of my guests on a podcast. Kevin Daly also came out this week. One of the things that came up in part two, we were talking about companies who overly leverage or lean on automation. So instead of thinking that salespeople are the best way to go, conversations are the best way to go, let's just get salespeople in front of potential customers and move them forward, companies are leveraging and relying on or leaning on or using only automation or mostly automation. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's 2022. We're over halfway through the year. At this day and age, there's a lot of things that used to be done manually that shouldn't be done anymore. Obviously, that's true in most areas of our lives. There's no reason to be doing the things that you don't have to be doing because technology is there. Things are simpler. Things are easier. Now, here's where the issue comes in, is if you're doing too much automation and you're removing the human element, then what's really happening, the issue and what you're really causing, is that your potential customers don't have that person to engage with that they want to engage with. Why is that an issue? Well, no matter the demographic, no matter the group, no matter what you're selling, if it's a considered purchase, it takes some decision-making of whether they qualify or should buy it or not, then they want some help. Your customers will want some guidance. Some people, it's fine over email, chat maybe, but most of the time, they will want it. Very few people, as an example, will buy a house and get a mortgage without talking to somebody. Very few people are so comfortable, knowledgeable, or willing to just go through an automated process where they will fill out an application online, they will sign the paperwork, and they don't need to talk to a single person about the best options, which options they should get, or any questions that they have. Very few people. I have bought and sold many houses. I used to be in the mortgage business. That was my first sales role. I know the mortgage process really well. Even this day and age, I would want to have somebody I would talk to, someone I know who's managing the process, so that it doesn't all fall on me as the consumer. And it doesn't matter the age group, doesn't matter the demographic. Some people I hear say, well, it's only the older generation that wants to still talk on the phone. Younger people don't. Millennials don't. Younger groups do not want to talk on the phone. They just want to text. It's not true. A 25-year-old buying a house isn't going to necessarily try to do that all via a chatbot, right? That's just not how it's going to go at scale, but companies overleverage it. Now, let's talk about why that happens, because here's the biggest thing. When I was talking to Kevin, what sparked me was his answer to why companies are doing that. And then I was thinking about my answers and thoughts about why they do that. One of two reasons, and if you're a sales leader or a business owner, a founder, one of these might resonate with you. The first one is when a company is started by a tech-minded analytical type founder, run by a tech-minded analytical type CEO, they will generally see the world as needing a solution that's tech-based, not sales-based, right? Most people, and again, if anyone knows my background, it's as an analytical person raised by two analytical parents that hated and distrust salespeople. Obviously, the options in life don't include trying to sell somebody something, right? It would be about figuring something out from an analytical standpoint. A lot of tech founders I see aren't strong in sales. They see the movies about sales, so they think they know what sales is about, and there's only one way to be successful, and that's not them. And of course, they're not correct because there's a multitude of ways to be successful in sales, especially leveraging authentic persuasion. And so they avoid sales. I actually had a non-client, meaning they never hired me to do what they thought might be helpful, where they were running a company that was a learning-based tech company. I'll just leave it at that. Literally didn't have a phone number on their website. If you wanted help, if you wanted to become a customer and sign up for their school, or if you had any questions, literally it was all email. And we're not talking that long ago. We're talking 2018, all email, no phone calls. They literally had no phone number and nobody had a phone. And if anyone could call in, it wouldn't go anywhere because nothing was set up. And their goal was to keep it that way, to never talk to anybody, right? And we look at companies like Facebook, companies like Google. If you've ever had an issue with Facebook, you don't just call Facebook. You have to fill out a form and then they contact you back because they don't see the world as needing a solution where it's over the phone, they see it as a tech solution. And that's how you scale. You scale by not having call centers, not having people on the phone, because then you can control everything else. And so that's one of the paths that lead to over automation and thinking, oh, I need to get more people enrolled in my program or signed up for my service or downloading my app or whatever it might be. I'll just do it from a tech standpoint, right? Let's just avoid humans. Humans are messy. That leads into the second reason that I see is where a company over their evolution has tried salespeople. They have hired salespeople. They have fired salespeople. They have relied on salespeople and they've been disappointed by salespeople over and over again. And then gotten to the point and said, you know what? You can't trust them. Humans can't be trusted. Salespeople in like a different realm than just humans can't be trusted. These are the things that I've heard, not just my opinions or not even my opinions, although I do agree sometimes. And that company then reacts, overreacts, goes to the other extreme, which is, all right, I can't trust you, Mr. Salesperson, Mrs. Salesperson. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to automate everything as possible. I'm going to reduce your portion of the process to be so small by automating everything from automatic responders to cadences, to sequences, to follow-ups, to this, to that, because I don't trust you, because every time I try to trust salespeople, they let me down. And that's the other reaction that I see a lot where companies then over-automate and then remove the element that's so necessary, that what is the consumer's really craving, which is a connection, which is a relationship with someone as their guide who will help them with wisdom and finding the best path and getting them to a better place. And that's what they want. So when you over-automate and you essentially dumb down or numb your salespeople to where they're just a little cog in the machine, which is what Kevin was talking about, and he referenced it, then you don't really give the customer what they want. You're not really building an amazing world-class sales experience, and you're really falling short of what that salesperson is there to do. It is 2022. I agree. People are messy. It is tough sometimes to manage people in a sales environment, in a call center, remote, whatever it is. I also agree that automation helps so much. And there's no reason in this day and age to be doing a lot of things manually that can be done automatic so that it's error-free, right? We're all human. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. We all mess things up from time to time, or something happens. Automation helps make sure that it always occurs the way it's supposed to. And all of that should then leave your salespeople to do what we need them to do. 2022, robots haven't taken over sales yet. They can't have a sales conversation, an intelligent sales conversation, an empathetic sales conversation with your potential customers, because it's not capable. It's not possible yet, which means you need humans to do it. And what you should be doing is training, empowering, leading, coaching, and supporting your salespeople to do what you still need them to do, which is to have a conversation between one human and another. Automate around it, put systems and processes. That's what I focus on with companies, is we look at the scalable sales success iceberg. We fill in everything around there. It's not about building so much structure that it's a cage and that salesperson can't move. It's about giving them everything around them so they can do that one thing we want them to do, need them to do, and the customers are begging for them to do, which is to have a conversation, form relationships, and move people forward.